Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Always great to talk to Dennis Brown. Last week we hung out at 7 a.m. and did the pregame show. We'll do the same this week against Philadelphia, bright and early on KGO 810 at 7 a.m. along with Larry Kruger. And Dennis joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, you just now reminded me that we have to be in the studio at 7 a.m. again.
Sorry.
Man. But, you know, it was good, though. It was good, though.
Yeah, they put that new coffee machine in there, and I were like pigs in slop. It was awesome.
That thing was amazing. Yeah. I want to get one of those in my house, man. Those are awesome.
Hop, they got this new, not that you'll see it, but it's just
I plan on being in this studio often, John.
I'm just saying it's...
Define often.
It's nice. It's
very nice. Will they have like a espresso cappuccino machine?
Yeah, it's a big...
Oh, we have one of those in NBC Sports Bay Area. I like those.
Yeah, it's what's the coffee company?
Steroids.
I forgot. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's got all kinds of stuff on it.
We call that at NBC the 100 pence because he like lives right under it. He just opens up his gullet and he pours it in. On a serious vein, because we mentioned this when it happened on Monday, I did not know him personally, but being around the franchise as long as you have and working in media for as long as you have, this Paris Harrelson death the other day really threw me for a loop here. Such a young man. Did you know him well, Dennis?
Well, I knew him, you know, from doing a lot of events. You know, he was once the kind of the director of player engagement. So, you know, me being in the alumni department, we actually shared a kind of a space, an office there at 4949, and we did a lot of things together because it was his job to kind of get the players and the new players out into the community. And, you know, that is my wheelhouse, the community. So we worked together quite a bit. And good guy. I didn't play with him on the football field, but we had a lot of things going on outside of the football. So good guy, very young guy. You know, I don't know the cause of death. Someone said it might be a seizure. So, you know, I don't – it's just sad to think that, you know, it's life. You know, it's the circle of life. But he was a fantastic guy. Always had great jokes, and you know it was a pleasure to work with him. And my condolences go out to you know his family and all the friends. So he was part of the organization on the field and off the field. Did a lot of really great work. So it's sad to see a young man, you know, pass away and you know being a friend. So I wish all the best.
Well said. Yeah, Paris Harrelson was only 37 years old. I did this dorky thing this morning because I was like, what's causing all these injuries? And obviously they lost a really good one on both sides of the ball in Mostert and Verrett in Detroit. And so I started looking at, and obviously common denominators are turf. And you and I have talked about this in the pre and post game, both on and off the air, on a regular basis about, you know, you played at the University of Washington when that turf was basically hard as a rock. They've changed it to a synthetic turf since then. But how difficult is it, you know, when you played in Philly, where they go this week, obviously that is it. That's a now what's called a Deso Grassmaster. I hope you're impressed with that. It's
very
it's
nice
more of a grass surface. I did a lot of deep dive. I can give you a lot.
You
the
did.
49ers play on a Bermuda grass perennial ryegrass mixture. Anyway, wow. Now that you're suitably impressed, tell us what
I
it's
stick
like.
With the natural stuff yeah. myself, Dennis.
Exactly.
But go ahead. Yeah, you're on a roll. You're on a roll.
Hey, cannonball, there, cannonball coming. Cannonball
he's
coming.
George
Toma. You know a lot about grass.
That's right. I do. Both kinds. Anyway, just tell, like back in the day, you're playing at Washington. They knew, you've told me this, they knew that you had a knee issue coming in because of playing on that surface. So just tell us what it's like. You played in Philly. Just what is it like?
Well, that Philly turf, and that Vet Stadium, I mean, there was a seam that ran down the middle of the field. So it was notorious as far as guys blowing their knees out. So it was always, you know, when we played, I think I played 2 years against Philly in Philly, and we just kind of knew going out, even on Saturday during the walkthrough, I mean, you could visibly see the seam that went straight down the middle of the football field, and you're cautious of it. I mean, once a game starts, I don't think your mind's really on the turf or that you're on, unless you're slipping, you need longer cleats or something. But, you know, it was a different time then. And like I said, Washington, you know, I played on that turf coming from high school, from grass, and it was one of those turfs that was kind of chrome, or it was crowned, so it was higher in the middle for drainage. So it was basically you're running uphill on concrete for, you know, 3 hours during a football game and then 4 hours out of practice. So, but it's changed. You know, it sounds like they've tried to do something different with the turf, but it's still turf. It's like the helmet. I mean, you can't do much for the helmet, you know, because you can't stop your brain from bouncing up and down inside your skull. And I think with turf, I mean, turf is turf. Football is a cutting game, playing on the edges. And, you know, if you're on turf, artificial grass, I think you're going to be, you know, susceptible for injuries because you're on artificial turf, you know. So, you know, you would think they've made a lot of advancements. But I watched Verrett kind of blow his knee out there, and it just looked like he took a second step, like he was trying to gather himself. And his knee buckled once, and then it buckled again, and that was it. So I don't know if that's the same. You have the same effect on grass or not, but I think it's just playing on artificial turf. It's just, you know, why not grass? Why not get, you know, these stadiums just all have some type of just natural grass on it? I think it could eliminate a lot of injuries. But, again, we're talking about injuries with the 49ers. And Raheem Mostert, I mean, I saw last night, he's done for the season. You know, yeah, your running back room is deep, but Raheem is something else. Raheem is unbelievable. And to watch him run, the way he runs those stretch plays. And then, you know, Jason Verrett, I mean, he was the bright spot in that secondary. And then, again, he has another career-ending or a season-ending injury. So I don't know what it is about these guys. 49ers just have some real crappy luck, I think, when it comes to injuries. And this is just week one. You know, last year, week two, we were talking about big-time injuries. So I don't know what you can do about it. You have a whole new staff, a whole new training staff, a whole new strength and conditioning staff. I don't know. I don't know what you do about the injuries. But it just really does seem like the 49ers have a lot of injuries, significant injuries, like or season-ending injuries type thing.
Without a doubt. And, you know, you mentioned the old vet, and it was like playing on concrete. So, when I go back in time and think of probably the most memorable 49er-Eagles games, there are a lot of them. But the one that I'm thinking of, because it resulted in you getting a Super Bowl championship and Steve Young later in the year, was that Week 5 game Candlestick. It was not at the Vet.
Boy.
And whenever I watch, and I watch it all the time, I watch the America's Game. And when George Seifert pulled Steve out of that game, Steve's reaction is so genuine, where I think half your roster, I don't know if you were on the sideline holding him back, he wanted to go fight him. And it was a pivotal moment. You lost that game to fall to 3-2, but then you got hot right after that, and you didn't lose it to the last game of the year, and you run the table in the postseason. But what was that moment like when you were on that sideline when Seifert pulled Steve Young from that game against Philly?
Well, I mean, I think that was the game I think we lost. That was the biggest margin of loss.
40-8 you lost. 40-8
Yeah, and it was almost embarrassing. And, you know, and I think, you know, when we talk about the 49er way, the 49er way is about compete. And for whatever reason it was, that game, no one competed. No one on the team competed. And, you know, I think we kind of would, you know, we talk about people just show up for the game, you put the uniform on, and people are just going to lay down for you because you're the San Francisco 49ers. I think for some reason we were in that mood. And we thought the Eagles were just going to come in and it was going to be we're at home, we're at Candlestick. You know, the tide is high, the field is wet in the middle of, we're just going to dominate. But it didn't happen that way. And, you know, when you look up and you see, you know, your leader of the team, Steve Young, and he's been pulled from a football game, you know, everyone was just kind of take notice. Because one thing you do know about being a 49er is if you don't produce, you know, it doesn't take a you know, one or two games. If you don't produce, they'll find someone else to do it. And I think seeing Steve Young pulled, everyone kind of realized that, wait a minute, you know, we're not just showing up. You know, we have Deion, we have Ken Norton Jr., we've got Tim Harris, we got all these great guys, but, you know, everyone's job was kind of on the line because we saw Steve Young got yanked. And like you said, it was the worst defeat ever. I don't know if it still stands, but ever in 49er history, that loss. And I remember that whole week, the next week, it was probably the most, it was like a Super Bowl week the next week. And like you said, we got hot. But I think, you know, people just realize that it wasn't the 49er way. It's not just not, we don't just show up for games. We show up and we execute. And that was the mentality of that 94 team. And it's always been a mentality that you show up and you produce, you execute. And, you know, I watched the game last week and, you know, I was talking to Charles Haley and he was just like, you know, since when did you start pulling starters when the game is, you know, when you got a big lead? That's when you kind of stomp them out. You know, different wording from Charles Haley. But that's when you stop them out.
We know.
But you know, he was watching that because that's just not the 49 away is not, you know, okay, we got a nice, comfortable lead. Let's kind of chill. It was like, okay, we got a comfortable lead. Now we're going to bury you. And I think, you know, and we saw even Kyle Shanahan said, you know, I was getting some guys out of there. I was concerned about some guys. And that surprised me. We talked about it on the show afterwards. But, you know, then you got that scare. I bet you the next time there's a comfortable lead, he's going to keep his ones in there. But injuries, you know, he's so aware of injuries. When you're 49er, you're a coach or your staff, you're so aware of injuries because you've had so many bad ones. And then even being cautious with the preseason, with the off season, with the off season programs, that you still end up with two pretty significant injuries. So it just said, if you're on the football field, the chances of you getting hurt is just there. It's just part of the deal. You just kind of go out and play hard, you know, for four quarters and hope you come out healthy.
Dennis Brown is doing this. You know, I'm looking at the box from that game, that 40-8 game. It was October 2, 1994. And what's funny about it, Bill Romanowski has told us this story. Romo was on the other side of things, and he told us that when he came back for that game, he befriended the, I guess, the equipment people, and he went in and he stole all the silicone, which you'd put on your jersey so the guys couldn't grab you. So maybe that was part of the thing, because I remember him telling us that. Like, he was, you know, he was acting like he was being nice to everybody. Hey, good to see you again. Then he stole all the silicone so that you couldn't put it on. I guess you put it on your jersey. Okay. So that
why would there, they right? trust Romo, John? You
they
don't
let Romo
trust
in there.
Romo.
And he said
Stop
he stole it,
Romo,
it all.
Listen, Romo might have stole it, but it's not like the equipment people had silicone. You brought your own silicone.
Come on. He brought it in the tackle box.
Yeah, I mean, you don't show up and say, hey, you got my silicone. You don't go to a war and say, hey, you got my gun? Can I get my gun?
True.
No, can I borrow yours,
you
Dennis?
Your own equipment.
He
you know,
did
Romo
bring
might
it.
Have, Romo might have taken some silicone, but I guarantee you, Dana Stubblefield, Brian Young, myself, we had silicone in our bag. Okay, Romo might have thought he took all the silicone. No, don't let that.
Oh,
I'm not gonna
funny.
Let that story fly.
That's how he
I'm
tells it. That's how he
yeah,
tells it.
That's Romo.
Yeah. No.
All right. So
not gonna go for that because you bring your own equipment. You bring your own equipment. But yeah, that was a game that it was weird though because, you know, I hadn't been part of a team that got beat that bad. Not even back in high school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got beat down. I remember we got beat down. And I think everyone was just kind of in awe. I think, you know, the Eagles were in awe. They were like, oh, man, we're really getting after these guys. And like I said, when Steve Young got pulled, everybody was like, uh-oh. I mean, this is serious, you know. And Papa, you can probably tell me who went in. Was it Elvis Gerback or who went in?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, Elvis went in.
Was it Elvis?
Again. Yeah. Steve, he was 11 for 23 for 99 yards. He had two interceptions. Charlie Garner ran all over you. But that game was years ago, decades ago. Let's move on. So what did you see from Sunday?
We got our arses whooped.
You got 40-8. That's not going to happen Sunday. It could be 40-8 the other way. But Philly's good. I think they're better. But I want to get your thoughts because we talked so much about, you know, the Nick Bosa injury last year. Yeah. D Ford plays one game. You lose Solomon Thomas. Sally's gone now. But specifically, what did you see from Nick Bosa and D Ford on Sunday at Ford Field, Dennis?
Well, I mean, I saw, first of all, I was really impressed with the way Nick Bosa played off that knee because he's a guy that plays on the edge. He's a guy that plays with a lot of leverage. And it looked like, I mean, he took some, you know, he was taking on some double teams. I saw him taking some nice cuts on that knee. And it really felt like, you know, I could see, I was surprised that he played so many snaps. Also with D Ford, I was surprised he played so many snaps too. But it's amazing when those two guys get in the football game, how it changes. The defense changes because they're first of all, D Ford, the way he gets off on the ball is amazing to me. I played the position. It's amazing how he can just see, and it's got to be something he sees in tape or sees during the week, that he's able to get a key where he can get off the ball so fast. Once he gets in the backfield, and this is where Nick Bosa is great about. Nick Bosa is great about tracking down a quarterback once he kind of gets flushed. And they work great together because D Ford flushes the quarterback. Quarterback has to run, you know, either off to his left or up the middle or try to run around. And Nick Bosa is really great about tracking a quarterback after he's kind of flushed. And that takes a lot of cutting, a lot of stop and go. So I was impressed. I mean, Nick Bosa, like I always say, he looks like an outside linebacker playing defensive line. But he's able to do it with the strength. Now, Papa, I know you saw some of those bull rushes. Amazing.
Wow.
I mean, he was going against a 300-and-something-pound offensive
Penny
tackle.
Sewell. He was going right into his shoulder pads.
Leverage. He can get under his shoulder pads and knock you back. Like, you know, you're a 100-pound, you know, kid out there. So I was impressed with them both. I think the defense changes with them in there. It's good that they're both healthy. Now, the interior part, until Kinlaw comes back, that interior part's just got to get, you know, get off blocks. It really felt like they were stuck on blocks on Sunday. Because there was a lot of times where there's a lot of gashing up the middle. And then you can see the defensive scheme kind of change. You start kind of shooting gaps. And then you saw a lot of trap plays in the middle. So that inside's got to get started. I think it changes when Kinlaw comes back because he's a guy that's going to – he's a massive guy. He can kind of absorb some double teams. But the interior part's got to get a little bit better. But the outside, I mean, if those two guys are healthy, I mean, if you can get a team in third and long, you are money because they are coming.
Absolutely. Hey, Dennis, we know you got to get back to it. Thank you so much for the insight, and looking forward to it, man. 7 a.m. Sunday against Philly.
Oh, geez. Okay, I better start getting some rest now, huh?
You better.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Man. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see
you. He doesn't rest. He feeds the masses. He's a good Samaritan.
He's the best, man.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.